Psalm 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, and blesseth the coveted, whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thought. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the village. In the secret places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong one. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, Thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite, to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress.
Murder mysteries that hurt me in my history. Violent men who serve the enemy. I burn with envy because I walk around empty. I see three things in this Psalms: murder, mayhem, and mystery. First, murder. Murder seems to be impossible to deal with. I don't know from experience, so I wouldn't dare act like I know what that feels like. But there are families that have to go through that. I can't even imagine the pain and anger one must feel with having a loved one snatched away from you. But I do know his word says in the 147th Psalm, he heals the brokenhearted and he bandages their wounds. In this Psalm, the NIV version says, you, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry. If you have dealt with this kind of pain, cry out to God. He hears you. Give it to him. He can handle your pain. Secondly, at times it can be a mystery how God doesn't respond when we want answers. How the wicked seem to prosper and God says nothing. David says, why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? We don't know why God does what he does, but he does tell us to trust him. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord and do not lean on your own understanding. Can you trust him when you can't see a way out? Can you trust him when it doesn't make sense? Can you still believe that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose? Can you still believe that? And finally, in John 8:44, Jesus says the devil was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. He incites mayhem. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But in verse 16, we are reminded that the Lord is king forever and ever. He will triumph over the enemy. Remember that. God will win in the end. And so will you. Peace.